Zeichen ich mir Daniel Schenio, was ist schon Falk? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Eli Deutsch, Yosef Katan, Michael K., Yossi Wagschel, Eli Tesler.
Good morning, Rabbi.
How are you? Okay. Okay, so today we're continuing Bez Hashem in packet 30. Okay, so yesterday we said the klal of Eina Chaticha, Eina Balua Yotze Mechaticha L'Chaticha Belo Rotif. If you have a potato and it got cooked with a tray for meatball, and there was no shishim, so now the potato has tam of the meatball in the potato, because there was no shishim and the meatball connected the potato. Hudi? So, and now, if you take that meatball and you want to tzola it with, say you're roasting it with carrots. So the tam of the meatball, the tam of the treif tam in the meatball is not going to go into the carrots, because since it was tzli and not bishul, there was no rotev. So ein habalua yotze v'chaticha v'chaticha below rotev. So, because why did the potato become asa? Because there's a blia inside of it. And that blia, if we would take this potato now, cook it with something else, so that's rotif. So then the blia will come out and asa the other thing, unless there's shish. So the big question that arises is, what's the story if you have a belia of basa b'cholof? So you have a belia of basa b'cholof, and now you want it, so that means that the cholov was cooked with basar, and now you want to roast this piece of meat with a kosher piece of meat. So again, you have a piece of meat that was cooked with cholov, and now you want to take that piece of meat and you want to roast it with another piece of meat. So the belia won't come out of the cholov, because eina b'lo yotze mechaticha l'chaticha b'lo rotif. So the question is, will that aser the next piece of meat? On one hand, you could say no, because this next piece of meat is not going to have any milk in it at all, because it's basa b'cholov, but the cholov component, when it's now going to be roasted with the second piece of meat, will not have any milk at all. So the question is that considered basa b'cholov? Or do we say no? Basa b'cholov now is intrinsically aser. Every piece of meat and every piece of milk of the original thing is aser. So therefore, even though there's no milk coming out from the first piece of meat to the second piece of meat, it doesn't matter. And that's called the question of Efshar Lafrido, which means that you have a situation where you only have you don't have any milk. You don't have any milk. So is that considered basa b'cholof? Is it possible to have an Issa Basa B'cholov when there's no milk in the Chaticha? Again, what would be the scenario? You have a piece of meat, you cooked it with milk, so that piece has milk and meat in it. Now you take that piece of meat and you sola it with another piece of meat. So now the tam of meat will come into that second piece of meat, but there won't be any milk. So on one hand you say, so that's not basa b'cholof. How could that be basa b'cholof? If there's no milk in the second piece of meat, what do we say? No, but the second piece the first piece of meat is a chefs of basa b'cholof. So even the basa shabo is a chefs of basa b'cholof. So even though there's not going to be any, so now when you roast it with the new piece of meat, there's not going to be any meat in it, but it's still coming from a chaticha that's basa b'cholof. And that's the question, will that be usur or not? So the Mechaber says on page 17, had the chatichas isur oseres chaverta b'negiyasa davka she isur machmas atzma. Gon nevela or basa b'cholof. See, in the vela, if you have a piece in the vela, an animal that was died without proper shechita, right? So then, if you tola it, so there's no bleas there. So for sure, the nevela is going to aser, say that nevela now is roasted with a potato, and there's no shishim, it's going to answer the potato, because there's no blia. And if it's shomein, it'll answer the whole thing, and if it's kochosh not, then chule. So if it's nevela, it's certainly going to answer. But the Mechaber says, oh, basa b'cholof, that even basa b'cholof, that's called iser machmas atzma. So therefore, says the Mechaber on page 18, of Eimba Isser Ela Mashabola Mimokam Acher, Eina Oseres Acheres Anogaspa. In other words, but if it's etc. So basically, the Mechaber writes explicitly that by basa b'cholov, that's an issa machmas atzma. So therefore, if you would roast it with another piece of meat, the Mechaber says it's aser. Right? The Mechaber says it's aser. Because the word is that even though, in other words, how do you, this is the general shaila, how do you view basa b'cholov? Is it an issa balua? Because there's milk in there? Well, no. The milk now created that the whole chaticha becomes a chefza shel iser. And therefore, the basar itself is basar b'cholof. And therefore, now if you roast it with a second piece of meat, it's also going to be aser. Even though there's going to be not one iota of milk in that next piece of meat, because ein habalo yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. And that is the shita of the Mechaber. But the question is, does everyone agree to this or not? That's the question. Because,
would the entire piece of meat be usher, or would only like a kadei, like not kadei kisa, but the finger's worth?
Well, what do you say?
Would, by roasting the meat together with the meat, does the flavor spread between the two totally? Or only part?
The flavor of the meat does, but not the milk.
But right. I thought it said by roasting that the flavor...
There's not going to be any milk there.
But I thought it said that by roasting the flavor doesn't penetrate all the way.
In other words, there's not going to be any milk in the second chaticha because the milk is balua in the first chaticha. So therefore, there's only going to be meat in the second chaticha, but there's not going to be any milk. So is that still going to be? So the mechaber seems to say that pasul b'cholav is an isra atzmo. That the whole thing now is the milk is also, the meat is also, but the meat is also b'toras atzmo. And now, once you're going to be tzola it with the second piece of meat, even though there's not going to be any milk coming into the second piece of meat, it's still going to be aser. That's the mechaber, and that's the, and this is the tour. If you look in the tour, on page 11, he says, "How the chaticha is the first converted, but giyaza dafka isura machmas atzma." Go nevelo basu b'chol. From ema Israel mashabola mimokum acher, eno seris. But he says, what's an example of machmas atzma? Nevelo basu b'chol, because the mechaber just quoted the tour. However, if you look in the Rashba, take a look in the Rashba. So the Rashba disagrees with this. And the Rashba says, let's find the line in the Rashba.
Page 7.
Bais Katzar. Yeah, the Bais Katzar, let's see. Nevarim Elu Shamarnu Afil Vasa Vafil Shasau Kechatichas Nevela. Vasau Kenevela Atzma, the Dovrze. So he says here that, here. In Balaman at Verma Fapim, here Elisha. Seres chaverta bemitzli bein shenagaz zu cham cham she isu atzma balu mefaper yotze afilu bechaticha lechaticha. Dvarim eil shaman afilu basa b'cholov shacholov einim hafapeya. Afilu asa oke chatichas nevela lo asu ke nevela atzma adov ze. So he says that no. That even that the chatich is going to be mutter because the milk doesn't come out. Since the milk doesn't come out because it's a balua and there's no rotave, so the mela, the second thing is going to be totally mutter. So the Rashba is arguing with the Torah. And he's saying that the second piece of meat is going to be mutter, because the first piece of meat has an issa b'lua. The milk came in. Now, you want to ask the second piece of meat, but there's no milk coming out. So the second piece of meat is going to be pure meat with no milk. So how can that be basa b'chalof? See, the Torah says, no, that is basa b'chalof. Because the meat is an iser b'fnei atzma now. So even if once the meat and the milk come together, that's an iser b'machmas atzma. And therefore, it's going to be asa the next piece. But the Rashba says you can't have basa b'chalov if there's no chalov in the meat. So the second piece of meat is no chalav. So meila, it's going to be mutter. And that's the Rashba shita.
What page is that in the Rashba?
What, Ben?
What page is that in the Rashba?
What page is the Rashba? Let's see.
Seven.
Seven?
Seven. Yeah.
Which line at 7? Yeah.
On the Baita Katsa?
Baita Katsa. Dvarim Elu. You see? Dvarim Elu, Ben? On the top of page 7 and the Baita Katsa on the left? You see it?
Yeah.
Dvarim Elu Shamar Nafilu Babasa Bechalov. That this idea that the Balua doesn't Yotze below Rotev. Is even b'basa b'cholov, so cholov ainu b'fapeya. So the cholov is not coming out. Filsar sol k'chatich is nevela, k'mosh b'yaron lo sol k'nevela atzma. So it's not nevela atzma, so it's just an issa balua. So the mela, it's not going to come out into the second piece, because ainu chatich yotze, ainu balu yotze b'chatich lo chatich b'lo rotev. And the mela, the second piece is going to be is going to be mutter. Because the Rashba holds there's no such thing as having an issur basa b'cholov if there's no cholov in the chaticha. In the second chaticha, there's no cholov. Because the first chaticha was cooked together with meat and milk. The second chaticha was roasted with the first chaticha, but the milk can't come out because ain't a below yotzei mechaticha, chaticha below rotev, and there's no rotev, it's just sli. So b'meila, the second piece is going to be milk-free. Milk-free. So then how could that be basa b'chalof? The Torah says no. That once the original piece was basa b'chalof, then the whole thing is considered basa b'chalof. Even the meat alone is considered basa b'chalof. That's a chiddush.
If the taste of the meat doesn't come out, the taste of the milk cannot come out, what about the taste of the meat? How is it coming out?
Because that's not balua. The taste of the meat is the meat. It's a piece of meat. So that's when you have a piece of meat, that's not balua, that's the meat. That's meat.
Okay.
Something that came into the piece of meat, that's balua.
Okay,
now... Now, if you look here, on page 13, in the Sefer Truma of Rabbi De Baruch, so this is the famous sugya Bez Hashem when we go basa b'cholov. We'll see it about tipas cholov. If you look on the page 13, the first column, chulun kuf ches, Tantipas Cholov Shanofla Lachaticha Shal Basar. Right, you have, say, a cholent. And on the top of the cholent is a piece of meat. And then a drop of milk falls on that piece of meat. So if there's no shishim in that piece of meat connected to the tipas chalav, so that piece of meat is going to be aser. Now what about the rest of the kedera? So the Gemara says there that if you star the rest of the kedera, if you star it, so then, in other words, because you see, the cholent has liquid in it, but this piece of meat is sticking above the liquid level. It's piggybacking above the liquid level. So it's not in the liquid. So in order for it to aser the other pieces, you have to start, so that piece of meat will be in the liquid. So the question is, well, why? If you hold like the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, since that piece of meat is aser, so now it should aser the rest, even without. So the Sefer Truma wants to bring a riot to the Rashba. Because the Gemara says it's only aser if you stir it. If you stir the piece of meat. So if you stir it, then it's aser. But why do you have to stir it? Even if you don't stir it, if the piece of meat is standing on top of a potato and it's hot, so that's like tzli. And if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, then you wouldn't have to start, because once that piece of meat became basar b'chalav, so even if now it's not part of the bishul because it's above the water level, but the Tur said and the Shulchan Aruch says that once that first piece of meat is aser, it could aser the second piece of meat even b'tzli. So why is it necessary to now stir the? Why does the Gemara say now you have to stir the piece of meat, so it'll get into the water, and it'll be bishul, and then it has rotev, even without that. So the Sefer Truma says, "See, Alma ein baliyah halachas v'chaticha chaticha she'etzla afil shteim chamos." You see, beferish against the Torah. So that's the Sefer Truma's raya, that by the fact that the Gemara says it's only going to answer the rest of them. Of the meat, if you stir it and put it in the water, if you put the first chaticha, which is jutting above, now it's not in the water, but now you're gonna get it, you're gonna dunk it in the water, and that'll be a din bishul. Then it'll be aser. But why? Why do you need that? According to the Torah, even by Tzli. So that's the Sefer HaTrumah's Raya, that, not like the Torah, like the Rashba. Because the Rashba says that it's going to be, Tzli is going to be mutter for the second piece of meat. Only Bishul, and that's Pshat Gemara. That's why you have to be Tola. So the question is, what is the Torah? How is the Torah going to understand that Gemara? So, for the Shach, says the Pshat on page 17. It says Li Nira. See where the bottom arrow is. It says Li Nira the Lav Hochi Lokashamidi, the local Omar Hosam Hochi El Mikami the Havi Kaimal and Hanan. He sells in Behedya. Avalabos the Masik Efshul Sokto also Hanan, Himki Nekshav Abosu Gufa Isser. So he says, you know what this is totally on? This Shaila, where the Tzli is gonna ask for the second piece of meat or not. Is totally on whether you say Hanan or not. Because once you say Hanan by Basa B'cholov, so that once the meat and milk got together, the whole Chaticha now is a Chefza Shal Isser B'Torah's Atzma. And therefore, it's going to Asr, even without Rotev, because it's Isser B'Torah's Atzma. So why did the Gemara say originally that you need to stir? Because that was before the Gemara had the concept of Hanan. Once the Gemara introduces the concept of Hanan, then you don't have to. In other words, so the question of the Gemara is question before Hanan or not. Because if you don't hold from Hanan, then the pshat is it's asur only b'tars the b'liya. But if once you hold Hanan, then the chatich is nasis nevela is chefzer shel iser b'tars atzma. And that's how the Shach explains. Rav Shechter says from Rav Soloveitchik that we hold Efshar, that we hold like the Rashba, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it that way. Now, there is a Taz that is going to explain a different Pshat in the Mechaber. Take a look here on page 17. Take a look on page 17 of the Taz. Or Basa B'cholov, Hiksha Rashal, Perikir Anosha, Dhad Kaimalan, Ein Isa Balo Holeif, Balo Rotev, Afilu Basa B'cholov. Ragit Isa Cholov, Shanoflo, Al Ha Basar, Shanesra Osa Chatich, and Balo Nir V'kisa. Ino Sa Sacher, Shanagu, Chamin Zubazum. Ava Shatur Lo Dat. Can lo should first as a custom can be bus of hall of hein bus of kham shnoga bin bigvina shze khash is a mach bus atsmo per shabos ye he also mach bus ze custom came behind the al bus shnesa mi khol of ein o khos of also shar bus below rotif. So he says another shot. When the Shulchan Aruch says had the chaticha iser oseres chaverta b'nikiyasa, he's not talking about the second piece of meat. He's talking about the first piece of meat. In other words, he's saying that if you want to create basa b'cholov through tzli, that's not a problem because you could just roast a piece of meat with cheese, and it'll be aser. So you just roast a piece of meat with cheese, and it'll be aser. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant to say. The Shulchan Aruch never meant to say that it's talking about the second piece of meat. It's talking about the first piece of meat. Had the chaticha zisa oser chaverta v'negiyasa davka sheisur machmas atzma go nevela basa b'cholov. Look on page 18. Main by Israel Mashabal Mokam Acher Eno Seres Acher Zeno Gaspa. So when he's talking about the Isser of Basa B'Cholov, so we thought, most Mefarshim think it's referring to Basa B'Cholov to Asa, the second piece of meat. But the Taz says, no, maybe the Torah is only talking about the Asa, the first piece of meat, then the Basa is Basa B'fnei Atzma, the Cholov is Cholov B'fnei Atzma, so then they can Asa each other, because it's not a din of Belia. In a Hanami, to Asa, the second piece of meat, you're going to need to have Bishul. So the Taz claims that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch never meant to say that you could ask the second piece of meat with just tzli. The moda that if there's no milk in the basa b'cholov, it's not basa b'cholov. And they were talking about just answering the first piece of meat through tzli. So that's not a din of balua. That's creating the balua, but that's not taking out the balua. So if you say like the Taz, then there's no machloikas. Then the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Rashba all hold the same thing. So that's a fascinating pshat. Basically, he took away the whole machlokes was taken away based on this. Okay. Then take a look in the Mordechai here on page 27. Says the Mordechai on page 27. Kol shekein shtei kederos she'etzel ha'esh achas sol chol v'rasha sol bosa v'chein roskos. So it's the same thing. Just like we said, we discussed this yesterday. Just like we said, either below Yotzei, mechaticha lechaticha below Rotev. The same thing applies to two kalim. If you have two kalim, say you have a milchik pot and a fleishik pot, and they're touching each other. And they're hot. So it doesn't answer. Because what's in the pot is balua in the pot. Right? So if it's balua in the pot, it doesn't, it can't answer the second pot because there's no rotev. This could be a little moisture, we said before. We said yesterday from the Chavos Das that a little moisture doesn't count. A little moisture doesn't count. So that's what the thing. And if you look now in the Ramah on page 18, I'm on page 18. Take a look here on page 18 of the Ramah. He says, V'chol ze b'shtei chatichas. Aval. That's now page 19, page 20. Aval kli shenivla iser oser hetusha geba fil b'iser sheino shomer. Right, that we discussed last time. That from an ochel to a food, that's that's going to aser even even without rotif. For an uncle to food, that aser is even below rotif.
What asers without rotif, Rabbi?
Excuse me?
What asers without rotif?
In other words, if you have a treif, say you have a treif plate. So you have a treif plate. And now a kosher piece of food falls on the treif plate. Ha! So the bli of the plate will go into the food, even without without rotev. In a chatich yose, in a balu yose b'chatich al chatich b'lo rotev. That's only from ochel to ochel or from kli to kli. But from ochel, from kli to ochel, it's even without rotev because by a kli, it's easy to come out of a kli because a kli doesn't have its own tam. Ochel is its own tam. So to go out of an ochel into another ochel is very hard. You need rotev. And this is, and if you look at the Rambam, page 29, he says, "Midi davi ashtei kederus nogu zu b'zu, de ein osrim zu as zu b'negiya." Right? They don't answer one of the other b'negiya. Because that's the idea. Ein ha-balu yotze b'chaticha l'chaticha b'lo rotif. Unless it's from kedera to food. Okay, now the last thing of this packet I want to look at with you today is the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. Okay. Okay. Soon we're gonna have our 40 minute break. So maybe we'll take it now and we'll redo it, and then we'll start the Chasam Sofer afterwards, okay? So we'll take a little break now, and we'll do the Chasam Sofer, okay? Okay, how's everybody?
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, Sani's here, and Ben Katz. Everyone here.
Are we starting again, Rabbi?
Well, we're going to start in the... What?
Are we starting right away, or are we taking a break?
Well, when is the...
It's about to end, I think.
It's about to end. So as soon as it ends, we're not going to take... I mean, the break will just be to turn it back on. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute or two. Thank you. Okay, Rabosa, how are you? We're all back on? Okay. Let's look on page 32. Sitras Bichtovo Higiani El Nochum Pilpel Bchokma Odos Hararin Shalcheris. The Daitel Hatel De Tichas Tit Ovi Etzba Milamata Vigam Milamalam Ne Hazea Haola. Melotapo had take Shuva Shakasafti Maslamor Sharotzal Hatir Vigamri Afil Bui Tichas Tit Klal. He says, O chomitz betachter shol rivin mikomogam kevich and nitor alav tit. Ena below yotze vidofen ledofen elu bivay malosav kasa dafil hiniach alav machal ve'en beli kederim afsekes mikomogam tiach atit gufei havale hefsek b'deira l'didi. Next day I'm svara ha'im nafla tipa al kedera fil yeh godol ma'od mikomogam anu choshim shanivla mispat shasa b'chol hachatik ha'kedera. The Gorim Shalom Tispashet Abalua, Machenkin, Ove Adofen Shum, Miksha Echor Afil, Yav, Ol, Mikomokal, Bulam, Mispashet. So he says like this: if you have a Kedera, right, and you cook milk in the Kedera, and the Kedera is very thick, it's a very thick pot, the walls of the pot are very thick. So he says that the milk or meat or whatever you cook in it is going to be Mispashet in the whole pot. Because it's one piece. It's one piece. So anything that's going to be cooked in a pot is one piece. But say you have two pots, and each of the pots are very thin. Thinner than this other pot. Say pot A is very thick. The two pots B, to combined, are less than the thickness of pot A. Okay? In other words, we have one scenario of pot A with a very thick wall, and then we have another scenario of two thin pots, say B and C. Pot A is very thick, so it's one pot, so the liquid is going to go through the whole thing. But pot, you hear me?
Okay, yeah, now we can hear you, Rabbi.
Oh, you didn't hear?
Yeah, we weren't able to hear him before.
Oh, okay, you hear it now?
Yeah.
Yes, so he's saying like this. Chasam Sofer is saying like this. If you have two pots, say you have one pot, it's very thick, the walls are very thick, and you cook milk in that pot. So the milk is going to be mispashed in the whole thickness of the pot. But if you have two pots, B and C, and each of them are very thin, but they're two separate entities. They're two pots, one next to the other. And the combined thickness of both pots is much less than pot A. So he says, pot A, it'll go through the whole pot A if you cook milk in it. But pot B and C are two separate pots, and they're next to each other, and the combined thickness of both of them are less than pot A. Still, it's not going to go from A to B to C without balua. Why? Because the fact that they're two entities and there's air space, even though it's touching, there's still an air space between the two, that's going to stop the bliya. And that's why the bliya can't go from one pot to another pot without rotev. So even though you have one pot which is much thicker, so you think if it's much thicker, then certainly the bliya, shouldn't be able to go. So we said, no, the bliya will go through the whole thickness of the pot, since it's one mass, and it'll go through the whole thing. In contrast to pot A, that's thick walls, but you blow, it'll go through the whole, penetrate the whole thing. But when you have B and C, and B and C is very thin walls, and the combination of B and C together are less than A, it won't go through, because it's not one thing. It's two separate entities, and there's air in between. Even if you're touching, there's still, it's not, and to make that jump is a harder thing. It's like when you go on a car service. So whenever you have to go over a bridge, they charge you like crazy, right? In other words, you go a couple of blocks in the city, it's not so bad. You go over a bridge, that's automatic, $50 or whatever it is, you know what I mean? So say, because it's hard, once there's a separation, to go over the bridge is much harder. That's why Eina Balua is not going to be, could go from one pot to the other. But if it's one thing, one unit, then it can penetrate like number pot A, which is very thick, but it's one thing. It's one mass. Then it'll go through the whole thing. So that's a very fascinating idea. Okay. Okay, Rabotai. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, Wednesday, we'll do the next packet. Okay, and then we're almost done, and we'll have to discuss. We have a couple more left. What you would like? What you think it'll be best for you fellas to do chazara, or whatever that amount of time that we can have a Zoom bechina, everyone together. Whatever makes you guys comfortable. But, the mitzvah is to know it. So I don't want to, So Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. And, okay, everyone say? So, but what we did today is big yesoidus. What we did today, yesterday. Okay, let me just.
Rebbe, could I make a suggestion that maybe we can have the Bechina the first day that we get back from Pesach, so we have Pesach to Father?
Okay, that's a suggestion. That's definitely a suggestion. So we could discuss that.
Okay.
We just have to see how much time then should we go. Should we go on with Basar B'chor? Okay, we'll have to discuss. Let's see how long it takes us to finish everything.
Okay.
And then we could do that maybe, that's an idea as well. Okay, so let me just say hello to everybody. Ellie, how are you? Okay, Harav Katan.
How are you?
Thank you. Good. Michael K. Ben hey. Katz. Shlita. Max, hey. How are you?
Hey, Rabbi.
Okay. Yosef Katan. Harav Axel. Okay, guys, so keep it on, and Rabbi Tuchman, I guess, on Sunday, he's going to give you the next year.
Yep, that's what he's been doing.
That's a shame. Okay, but keep it on. These are big yisodas, and I just want to make sure you understand them, and et cetera. Okay, have a great day.
Yeah.
I miss you guys, but but at least I get to see you. Okay, call to all the best.
Rebbe, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
So, I'm at my in-laws. So on Friday, we cooked some meat in a grill. And then we took off the meat, and we put like a platter on the grill, and we put vegetables in the grill, and we closed the grill, and the vegetables cooked. But they weren't on the grate of the grill.
So you put vegetables where?
It's in the grill, but not directly on the metal.
What do you mean in the grill?
So there's the grill, which has like the metal grates where you cook the meat, and then And then we took off the meat and we put like a metal,
where is this? In an oven?
On a grill, outside.
Like, yeah. So okay. you put vegetables on the. You mean when you were roasting hamburgers or something?
Right. So then we took off the meat and we put like a platter on the grill with vegetables on it. So are those vegetables meat in it? Is there any way for the palm of the meat to transfer into vegetables? Like we closed the grill.
Well, the grill has schmutz of meat.
Probably.
Yeah. So, and anyway, from kli to ochel, it doesn't need rotif, right?
From kli to ochel, but it's if the vegetables are on a kli that is not, and then the kli is on the grill.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it would be okay. I mean, it would be fleishik if the.
Why is it fleishik?
Where is the vegetables? Are the vegetables on the?
They're not on the grill itself. They're on a kli that's on the grill.
Oh, the vegetables on the kli is on the grill.
But then we close the grill, so like it's like.
So, yeah. Okay.
So what is that?
If it's on a kli, it depends if there's real be'en there on the thing.
Mm-hmm. But if there was be'en,
it could be there's still some schmutz on the.
And that would then enter. That would enter
the kli. Yeah. Okay. Then they go into the food. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Kol tov. Have a good day.